At this time, I'd like to invite up a strong advocate and an organization that's been very strong in this process of the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People here in America, the oldest civil rights organization in these United States of America, the NAACP. Whose endorsement, and whose actions were among the first from President Kwesi Mufume, who were down in Florida to join this fight. It is not just a fight. It is an organizational mission and interest that not just peoples of color, but that all Americans, whether despite your race, creed, or kind, shall be equally represented and equally counted in this process. From San Francisco, Ted Frazier.
Please introduce yourself, your title, and then go from there.
Thank you very much. I'm here from San Francisco. I'm scheduled to speak over at the rally there, but I was greatly honored to be invited to come here and speak to you. I have a message from the National Association. I just wanted to make a couple of personal observations. First of all, it's almost like preaching to the choir here in California. We went the right way. I had an opportunity to go to Florida during the controversial. We took a couple of busloads from California and saw some of the difficulties firsthand with the election there. I've also been made aware of that there were some problems in San Francisco and also parts of California. So I think that what has happened, if we look at it from a positive standpoint, is that the cover has been pulled off as far as the election process in this country. And we need to come together. We need to come together and stay together and work together to make the necessary changes so that we can make sure that this is a true democracy. We've been divided. We came together back in the 60s. And we worked hard and we struggled and we won. But for various reasons, the coalition that was established in the 60s dissolved. And I like to think that this is a new day, that this coalition is coming back together. This time we're going to learn and benefit from the mistakes of the past and realize that no matter how much progress we make, we have to stick together and continue to work together to make sure that victories that we win continue to be victorious, because the other side continues to work. And it's time for us to wake up. And I think this is a real good wake-up call that we and work realize that the time is now. The dream of the 60s should be a reality today. And we want to try to change the nightmare of the last election into the dream. And I think we can do that by working together. Now, let me bear with me as I inform you of some of the activities of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And let me just say, back in 1909, when the NAACP was established, those of us of African descent were known as colored people. We've had several different names since then, but I think we need to realize that there are no two colored or black or African American, there are no two alike. It's just as there are no two white people alike, no two Chinese people alike, no two Mexican Americans alike, We're all people, and the difference is in what's in our hearts. And as a part of Martin Luther King's dream, that someday we'd be judged by our character, rather than the color of our skin. Okay, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, along with the Advancement Project, the American Civil Liberties Union Foundation, Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund, and the People for the American Way Foundation has filed a historic lawsuit in Florida to eliminate discriminatory and unequal voting policies and practices from the Florida's electoral system. The lawsuit was announced at a simultaneous press conference in Washington, D.C. and Miami, Florida. Kweezy Mfuma, NAACP president and CAO, said the lawsuit is part of an effort to restore justice to the thousands of black and other voters who were denied the right to have the vote counted on November 7, 2000. Mfumi said there was evidence of massive voter disenfranchisement of people of color during the presidential election. The election in Florida was conducted in a manner which was unfair, illegal, immoral, and undemocratic. Starting on election day, the NAACP National and Florida offices, as well as many other civil rights organizations, received calls from black voters and others who had been turned away from the polls or had trouble casting their ballots. Civil rights lawyers were immediately sent to Florida to interview witnesses, and on November 11, 2000, the NAACP held a hearing in Miami to highlight the extent of the violations of the state and federal law. Today, the lawsuit stems from the investigation and alleges that the disparate and unfair voting practices across the state resulted in the invalidation of a disproportionate number of ballots cast by black voters for president. The wrongful purge of black voters from official voter lists is a failure to properly process registrations of black voters and the establishment of unjustifiable barriers to black voters. This lawsuit seeks fundamental change to the voting practices in Florida to make them fair and equal for all Floridians. Specifically, it asks that the election practices in Florida, which result in the denial of the right of Florida citizens to vote on account of race, color, or any other discriminatory manner, be stopped immediately, and that fair and non-discriminatory procedures be put into place by the state of Florida. The people's vote is the people's voice. But in Florida, thousands of African-American and Haitian-American voices were silenced on November 7th, said Ralph G. Nice, president of the People for the American Way Foundation. We're involved in this court action to make sure that Florida officials who failed the voters on Election Day know that they must correct the problem and cause these injustices and make their top priority to assure that they are never repeated. Black voters in Florida came out in record numbers on November 7th to exercise their constitutional right to vote, said Robert Armine, executive director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. It's shameful that qualified voters were prevented from voting or from having their vote count because they were purged from registration rolls because they used voting machines that did not accurately record their vote. These measures have become the literacy test of the new millennium. And these and other practices unlawfully suppress the black vote. We need to assure that in our democracy, this unfair disenfranchisement never happens again. Theodore M. Shaw, executive director of the Council of the NAACP Defense Fund, said, "It is ironic that the Supreme Court, in rendering its decision regarding the election, cited the extra equal protection clause of the U.S. Constitution. The amendment was adopted to protect recently freed slaves, yet thousands of African Americans were denied the vote in Florida. This is why we are going to court, to ensure that the Equal Protection Clause serves its original purpose." Many plaintiffs and thousands of African American class members made extraordinary efforts to vote, but were disenfranchised by illegal purges, poorly trained poll workers, and other discriminatory practices, said Pendy Hare, co-director of the Advancement Project, a Washington, D.C.-based social and legal action group. The lawsuit challenges Florida state and local officials to fix their discriminatory voting system and to ensure that such abuses never again deny the precious right to vote. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court's decision halted the manual recount focused on a dimpled chad that disenfranchised voters, said Stephen L. Shapiro, legal director of the National ACLU. But despite its limited focus, the court nonetheless made clear that every vote must be given equal weight under the Constitution. By bringing this lawsuit, we're doing nothing more than taking the Supreme Court at its word. Founded in 1909, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, is the nation's oldest and largest civil rights organization. Its 500,000 adult and youth members throughout the United States and the world are the premier advocates for civil rights in their communities, conducting voter mobilization and monitoring equal opportunity in the public and private sectors. Let me just say here one other point here. There are rallies and marches all over the nation. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People supports the Count the Vote Fairness and Democracy March and Rally, which is happening today in Tallahassee, Florida. This major civil rights demonstration is planned by the National Black Leadership Forum, of which the NAACP is a member, to coincide with the presidential inauguration in Washington, D.C. on this date. This juxtaposition is deliberately designed to refocus attention on the rigorous voting rights violations that occurred during the November 2000 election. Mr. Rifumi will be one of the major speakers of that demonstration. Rifumi said in a memorandum to members of the National Board of Directors and the Special Contribution Fund of Trustees, the NAACP will join the Rainbow Push, the Urban League, the National Council of Negro Women, and other major organizations, along with the AFL-CIO, to again make the point that we will not rest until there are both legal and legislative remedies in place that will protect the rights of the voters
regardless of color. One more point and I'm finished. President-elect George W. Bush, nominee for U.S. Attorney General, former Senator John Ashcroft, should not be confirmed by the United States Senate because he has consistently worked in his tenure as a U.S. Senator to eliminate equal opportunity programs like affirmative action. The U.S. Attorney General is responsible for enforcing these very same equal opportunity laws. The Attorney General of the United States is responsible for enforcing our nation's hate crime laws. But the former Senator Ashcroft voted to oppose the Hate Crime Prevention Act while serving in the U.S. Senate. Over 90% of the over 90% of African American voters in the state of Missouri rejected John Ashcroft's bid for re-election to the U.S. Senate by voting for a deceased candidate rather than accepting the right-wing extremist views and agenda. The position of the U.S. Attorney General must instill trust and confidence in the well-tempered balance of the rule of law for all Americans. John Ashcroft received a grade of F on the NAACP's legislative report card on the bread and butter civil rights priorities for the last three consecutive Congresses. In the 106th Congress, Mr. Ashcroft voted correctly 3 out of 15 times with the exact same civil rights score as right-wing extremist Senator Strom Thurmond. So we're facing some difficult times, but I believe we're on the right side. I believe that if we work together and stick together, we're going to overcome the situations that exist today with the voting and what's happening in Washington, D.C. Thank you for your time. I'm looking forward to working with you, and God bless you.